So moved. Second.
A motion, a second. Anything further? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. And our consent agenda is passed. Public forum. This is the time for members of the public to offer comments concerning matters scheduled to be, not scheduled to be heard before the Board of Health. Is there anybody that needs to speak to the board? No. Additional items. This is another item that was not originally, we didn't talk about it last month and we said we were going to have a special meeting, but it's somewhat time sensitive, and this is a letter that the Environmental Health is going to send out to landowners in the Hickory Grove Lake watershed that do not have or do have a septic system that may need a little assistance with it. So I will turn it over to Margaret James.
We're coming up on the season where it's really a good time to pump the tank because the ground will firm up a little bit so it's not so muddy, but yet it's not so frozen that you can still dig. So and we want to get this going. So we're offering $400 to each of the 9 homeowners. We're first going to make it available to them to see if they are interested in exposing what they have and potentially exposing that they are the cause of the pollution to the lake. So this will be the first communication going out to those homeowners to see what the interest is. I'm not real hopeful on this. I'll be happy to get one or two individuals, to be honest. It is a little, it really does follow the way we go ahead and do compliance. If we get a report of sewage in a ditch, for example, we will go to that area, and whichever house or houses seem to be contributing to that problem, we will put dye in their system and see who the guilty party is. So this is similar to that, but dye would not work because it's a lot larger scale. I didn't know if it was clear that, you know, if they do this, they could possibly be buying themselves a fairly large project. So you're okay with this, or?
But isn't it up to them to prove that they're not contaminating that?
Well, at a time of transfer, they are. This is a little different.
So the way it's set up is that you will pay $400 to look at their system, but then if something is wrong with their system, they're going to have to pay it.
Yes, and I am working with Conservation, Herb Cloth, some folks on DNR to see if we can get some money to fund this or, you know, help out a little bit. There are low-interest loans, but still you're looking at, you know, $10,000-ish for a new system. Right, Mark? About that?
There's definitely a problem. They're getting contamination into the lake now.
There is a problem, yes.
Mm-hmm. I think early on they had hopes it was maybe mainly caused by the geese, but that's been, lot of that's been ruled out.
Well, the bacteria is a lot from the geese, but, you know, there's a lot of components to that pollution problem, and so I am focusing on septic. Geese are still a huge problem, but conservation has that problem to deal with.
And we had talked about this at budget time. That's where the money is coming from.
Yes.
For this program.
That's correct. Board of Supervisors approved
it. Right. And I'm not sure what the outcome was with that study group that Irv Kloss was involved with. I mean, I think at one of our meetings they had an intern that came with Irv and talked about what they were hoping to accomplish, and I guess I never really heard what the end result was of that. Have you ever heard what?
No, we're not done yet. That 39 money ran out, and they completed the study to see sort of where the sources were, but then that's as far as they got. So we're still working on a resolution to the problem.
So there's 18 homes in that part of the watershed that we're concerned about. Okay. And 9 of those don't have any permit.
Correct.
They do have a septic system, and it was put in prior to 72, or they don't have a system at all.
Right.
There's how many that don't have permit? Nine?
Nine, yeah.
What are you going to do if nobody takes you up on this?
Budget?
I'll wait till July, and then I think I'll have to start knocking on doors and attempt to put dye in the system and go from there, and then if that doesn't work, I'm not real sure.
At this point, it's all voluntary.
Yeah.
Unless one of these 18 homeowners or landowners sells the property, and there's an inspection that can be done at the time of transfer, there's nothing that we can do to compel them to comply with this or even let you in to do the dye test.
I don't know. We could ask Jessica if she could help us out on that. Legal.
Mr. Chair, could I ask a question and take my supervisor's hat off for a minute? But as a member of the Conservation Board, if we can determine that there is definitely a pollution problem, couldn't that not be part of a public health issue when we realize there are so many people that use that area for fishing and are swimming, etc.? And under those conditions, couldn't the county request from our environmental health to investigate and to move forward with trying to find a solution to the problem?
Well, I think that's kind of what we're... I mean, we know that there's a problem because there's detergents, whatever the term is, the brighteners, the optical brighteners, which is an additive to the laundry product, that has showed up, and so has E. coli. So we know that there's a problem, and we know that the geese aren't the cause of the optical brightener. And so now we know that there is a problem, and we've got it figured out that it's got to be coming from the watershed. So, I mean, that's kind of what we're doing. We're hoping that, you know, through voluntary compliance, that people say, well, yeah, I want to do my part and help clean up the lake, and I'd be more than happy to dig up my septic system and let you take a look at it. That's in theory. Is what we're hoping for.
But I think the public health is key, and I think that is a good direction to take, and that's the basis that we use for sewage in a ditch. It's just
right.
A little bit larger scale. So I could potentially just, like Mark was saying, make them prove it. You know, if we know that there is sewage, prove that you're not the cause. Yeah, I think
obviously the first step is the preferred one, is for voluntary compliance and so forth, try to see, because I'm still convinced that a lot of people want to do the right thing and they want to be able to assist. The question is can they get some assistance if they have to replace their system? And if we could somehow be able to help mitigate that cost through various means, it would be much more attractive for a particular person to do that. You know.
Would there ever be any county money available to do that?
I mean, as I say, we don't know, but I mean, that's a question that we would have to kind of consider. You know, what is in the long-term best interest of protection of that water source?
And I think, I mean, I would assume by the time your department's budget session comes around in January, you'll have a pretty good idea of what kind of a compliance you're going to get from the letter.
We have in the letter.
I would think.
Hopefully.
Because, you know,
and I could do follow-up phone calls, too.
Right. So come budget time, I think, is when the county will decide what, you know, how big of a role that we actually want to play in that. And I think we kind of talked about that last time, you know, where... If we want to try to put a program, because I think initially they wanted to give somebody, one person, $10,000. That was their suggestion, wasn't it? Give one person.
Was it the pilot program?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Up to $10,000 to replace one system. And then we thought, well, let's see if we can, you know, swing a little bit wider swath than that. And you know, if we can figure out where the problem's coming from, maybe we can try to eliminate more than just one.
Okay.
One.
Thank you.
So, with that, we need approval of this letter and direction for Margaret to send the letter out to the homeowners in the watershed.
Oh, sure. Yep.
And Jessica Reynolds from the county attorney's office looked that over and suggested some changes, and those changes have been made, and she's given it her blessing. Yeah, and yep, we need approval from the board. Okay. So we've got a motion, a second, to approve the letter and give Margaret direction to send the letters out. Is there any further discussion on that? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Okay, Margaret, there you go.
Do you think by our next meeting, our next scheduled meeting, you'll be able to tell us how many?
No. That's only a month away, so probably
okay,
not.
All right, fine.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe.
But keep us informed, please.
Yeah, we'll probably get a few phone calls, yeah. So
okay, next, discussion of environmental health job description and salaries. So, this is what everybody's here for. And we sent, and I guess, the one that Kristen sent out, is that the last one? This was last week, I think. Kristen sent this out. The one that's color-coded. It's got the changes in red.
And the main reason we did that, just so that you could see what the changes were. We just thought it would help you review it a little.
Right, that is the final one. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
I don't know who's got a copy of this. This is the one that was on agenda. Okay. Does anybody need a copy of that one? All right. Okay.
I think we added a few more changes because this came out a little, 11th hour-ish, so we added a few more words during our staff meeting.
Okay.
And they are in blue.
And I'm going to have...
Oh, no. Highlighted? Blue. Okay.
I'm going to have our HR director come up. Also, Sophie, but this is Alyssa Wignall. She's our human resource director. She's been in that position for a couple of years, 2.5 years maybe.
This is the one that's currently on record. This one.
No, this is what they want to go to.
I thought this is what they want to go to.
I'm sorry. That's okay.
The one that was attached to the agenda, which is this one right here, is the one that they want to... That they want approval of.
This one.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So, and this is the changes that were made in
it. This shows the changes that were made in it.
Oh, got it. Okay. All right. Oh, I didn't understand that.
That's an afterthought.
Okay. So now that everybody's thoroughly confused.
Thanks.
So I guess we'll just kind of start. I mean, we started talking about this 6 months ago, probably. And I've had several discussions about it. And I asked Alyssa to take a look at the job description that you were all given at our last meeting that was written by the health department. And I asked Alyssa to take a look at that and let me know if she had any concerns. And I will just, I guess, turn it over to Alyssa to kind of let us know where she came from a human resource standpoint.
Okay, sorry. I have a tickle in my throat for some reason. So I look at all the changes, and what I do is I go through and kind of analyze how everything is worded. I really caution the directors or the elected officials that bring these job descriptions to me that they are not a task list. We don't list everything out that the employee does. The essential functions are fairly broad, kind of vague, and actually the general definition of work is the same way and written that way. So there were a few things in here that I saw that just listed everything out, and under the different programs approved by the Board of Health, if you would change that at any point, that would require a new job description, a revised job description. It would not change the scoring of that job description unless there were different requirements that the employee now needed to have, different education requirements, different physical requirements that would change the scoring of that job description. I did not the general definition of work at the top, I would, if I was writing this, I would condense it. I wouldn't list all of these, everything out. It lists all the programs out. I would just say the environmental health programs, because that would encompass everything. If you look at all our job descriptions, I don't typically see something quite that wordy. Some of our director positions do have, are that large, just because the director positions encompass a few more aspects to that. Other than that, I went through the major change. You know, we added all of these different essential functions, and I think I only made maybe one suggestion. I did make a suggestion under the general definition of work they had in there. They wanted conducting the environmental health programs. I view this as a support position more to the director, and it's more assisting with the administration of the programs instead of actually doing the conducting. It's just a word, difference of wording there. The only other thing that they did want changed, they wanted it changed from a technical to a professional type position. This position does encompass both of those. I did not do a audit as far as to see how, what the percentages of the environmental health specialists actually conducting inspections, which would be covered under the technical aspect of the job description, versus the professional, which would include the outreach and the more comprehensive analytical type work that they do. So, what I typically do is we make all the changes to the job descriptions, get everything all finalized. I don't score anything out until, you know, everything is set in stone. And then I take a look and score it out on our compensation schedule. We like to get the job description written to it, you know, what the employee actually does, what that position requires, and then we score it out to see how it fits in our schedule. This new one, since we switched it from technical to professional work, did jump one grade.
So currently the specialists are at a 9.
Grade 9, and it went up to a grade 10.
Under this proposed...
Correct.
Job description will go to a 10.
A 10, which would make it have a new compensation. The range would change. It would go up. The new minimum salary would increase.
And what would that do for the salaries of the two current specialists?
It would only affect one of the specialists.
Okay.
And it would actually, that current salary is about $584 under the minimum. So if the Board of Health would approve changing the reevaluation of a position, then we take that employee salary up to the minimum.
So does that change Margaret's grade? Is that at 11 still?
Margaret's is at a 13.
At the 13?
I'm pretty sure it's at a 13.
I got a letter here that says it's currently at 11.
Well, that's on our old compensation schedule. It's a 13 on a new compensation schedule.
13?
Yep.
Right up here.
Yep. And I did not have any changes submitted to the director position. Just the specialist position is what was given to me. And there are, you know, when you're looking at a job description, there are 9 different factors that are figured in when you're scoring it out. It's not just level of work, it's education, it's physical requirements, it's experience, level of impact that position has on issues, you know, what damage can they do doing their job, the liability portion of it.
So under that general definition of work, you would stop it there, say, at the end of, with regard to water quality?
I wouldn't list them all out.
And stop there and then end it with the work is performed under the limited supervision of the environmental health director and just forget all that stuff in between?
I might change that sentence just a little bit, the wording of it, but I wouldn't list every program out specifically.
Right. That's in between there.
Yeah. It's just how I write job descriptions. So we can list it all out. It's not going to matter. It's just kind of cumbersome when you look at it and it lists every program out.
And your point is well taken, because if for some reason we stop doing tanning and tattooing establishments in 3 years, we wouldn't have to rewrite this.
Correct.
If the way it's written though, we would have to rewrite it.
We would have to revise it and pull that out.
And the thing about performs intermediate professional work, that's your wording for both technical and professional.
I can't have technical and professional in there. They perform both work. Professional is a little bit higher level than technical, so if that's the way the board wants to go with that, we can sure do that. It's kind of, this position really has a couple different levels of work that it performs. They aren't out in the field 100%. So, yeah. Yeah.
So, basically, I think what we need to do today is we don't want to approve this one because there's some changes, I think, that need to be made to this one. So I think what we need to do is the board needs to give, and they can certainly give me the direction as a chair to work with Alyssa and Margaret and come up with a job description that we can put on next month's agenda, and then we can get that new job description approved. But since we don't have one in front of us today, unless you guys do want to approve this one, but I think Dr. Passion makes a good point that any program that would either be added or taken away, if they're listed on here, then you're going to have to go back in and redo the description. So I think, like you and I have talked about this, I think they're purposely left somewhat vague. So, you know, you can cover more area with it.
And the big thing that comes from this new description is the taking the technical out and putting the professional back in, which was a big issue, I know. And so that would be, I'd be satisfied with that aspect. And
right.
Everything else is basically kind of, I hate to say it, semantics, but really it is.
Sure.
I mean, we can kind of clean this up pretty quickly and, you know, and then have a description that sounds more reasonable.
So anybody have any other questions for Alyssa while she's here? She's got a doctor's appointment she needs to go to, so.
At 20 minutes yet before I
But I just want to say from my position as the chair of this board that I appreciate your assistance through this. I know it seems like it's been a long road, but typically this board only meets every other month, so it takes a little bit longer to get things accomplished than it does if you're meeting once a week. So, but I appreciate all the assistance that Alyssa's given us to get through this, and this department is not a lot unlike conservation or emergency management. You answer to a different board. You don't answer to the Board of Supervisors, but I think overall we're all viewed as county employees, and that's why I think when this all came about, it almost 2 years ago, no, just over a year ago, we finished.
Half,
a year and a half ago,
that
you know, it didn't occur to me at that time that this is probably something that should be in front of this board as opposed to the board of health or board of supervisors. So that's why, you know, it's taken us this long to get to this point. But so I think with that, if I could get just a simple motion to direct the chair of the board of health to work with human resources and put together a final job description that we can take action on.
That is briefer than and
right. That would encompass what we have talked about here today.
Perfect. But keep on the performed intermediate professional work.
Yeah.
Got it. I'd like to make that motion.
Second. Got a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. So hopefully next month, about a month from now, we'll have a job description that the board can vote to approve.
Now, if they approve that at that meeting, will they approve the increase for the individual that's under the minimum at that meeting also?
Well, that's the other question that we have to resolve is the budgetary impact. If it's effective immediately, then granted it's only about $500.
Be half of that. We're almost halfway through official
year. Halfway through, so if Margaret's got an additional $250 in her budget, that
I could certainly cover that. The other thing I wanted to talk about is, I don't want Kathy getting the short end of the stick here. She's going from a 9 to a 10, but not realizing any monetary increase. What can we give her at this point?
I don't know that there's, I mean...
What we did on the count, just to give you guys a brief overview of what we did, was we did this compensation study and we implemented the new scale. The board put everybody at the minimum. They didn't move anybody within the scale because of years of service, because of anything. There was a fairly significant impact when we implemented this new compensation schedule, probably between $70,000 and $80,000 on an annual basis that we had to budget for. So there were a bunch of different methods we could use. The board did choose to move everybody within their current grade, which means just move those that are under up to the minimum. If they were over, we didn't bring the employee's salary down. We did have some jobs on a countywide basis that went from, say, a grade 12 down to a grade 8 on the new scale, but we don't move anybody down. There is, the county's current compensation policy is if there's additional duties, reevaluation, the Board of Supervisors for regular county employees can approve up to a 3% increase is what our current compensation policy is. I do see a lot of reevaluations that don't have any compensation attached to it, especially when it comes with a complete overhaul of the current system. If they fall within the range, that's how that works. I mean, there's other components that you can do at a later time as far as a merit system or something like that. But it's really difficult just to place somebody within that range based on years of service because we do not have a step schedule. It's not like our bargaining contracts that have specific steps for years of service. So
that brings me to this slide here. I was wondering, if we have ranges, I guess my question is, why do we have ranges if they are meaningless, if we have no steps within them? And I was playing with these numbers, and so now that they're potentially grade 10, we'll look at the right-hand column there. And so if you spread, the range of a grade 10 over 30 years, that's about $720 per step. And I'm thinking, maybe for every year's service with the county, that would be equal to a step or $720 more per year. And then you would work your way up through that range. Otherwise, there's really no purpose for having a range.
The ranges are actually set to have a merit system,
right.
is how they are set instead of a step. Our employees do receive longevity based on years of service. That is separate. When Springstead came in and did the compensation schedule, their recommendation is if we have a merit system to get rid of the longevity. I wouldn't recommend getting rid of longevity. I think longevity is separate from performance. So your merit rewards those employees for their performance, and that's how they move through the schedule. That's how they get from minimum to mid to max.
And is that in a 3% increment then?
It depends on how the board would ever set up a merit increase. You typically see a 0-3 or 0-4% increase. Cities and counties do it differently. They usually get some sort of cost of living, and then they get their merit raise on top of that cost of living. We haven't jumped into that yet. That takes a lot of planning, good policies, and some budgeting implications right. that are...
And that's a conversation that we've had, the Board of Supervisors have had.
Yep.
Is it? I think there's a desire there to move to some sort of a merit-based system, but...
But we're not looking at getting rid of longevity. I mean, they do get longevity for years of service. And that's above and beyond what these ranges are. So if they're at the minimum, so if somebody's at the minimum of the pay range, they do get their longevity on top of that. It's not included in that minimum pay. Those are base salaries on the compensation schedule.
And I would have some concern... if we put one department on some sort of a step system and not the rest of the county, because it's like I said earlier, you're all viewed as, everybody's viewed as a county employee. The assessor's office, we've made that statement two years ago when the first time that Rick and I sat through a conference board about how we were going to treat the assessor's employees, and they've been treated like the rest of the county employees had been. So.
And if you look at steps, they can be set up differently. I know our union contracts, which is completely different, they have 6 steps. Once they get to 6 years, they don't move up anymore. They're at their max.
Right.
is how union. I've talked to some other counties. They don't. No, I haven't found any that have steps for their regular pay plan staff. They do for management, but I don't like to separate that either between. I wouldn't think of having one for department heads and management, not the rest of the county employees. So that's all I've been able to find as far as steps in other counties, and I haven't, talked to all counties in Iowa, just a few that I have some contacts with.
This be something that we'd have been this up at our Board of Health meeting, right? As far as salaries go, since we set those salaries, is that right?
Well, and
our budget time.
Margaret, you maybe can answer this better than I can. I don't know if the Board of Health has ever adopted the county's pay plan, or I think they adopted the handbook, but I don't know that, and if this board wants to set up their own, pay plan, then I guess that's something that this board can do. If that's the case, then I don't know that the last 6 months we spent trying to get to where we're at now was wasted or not.
I think we used to just make recommendations at budget time on salaries, right, John? That's what we used to do, was we'd make recommendations for each one of them and work that into our budget at the budget time.
Right.
And we'd go over what extra things they've been doing, taking on like tanning and swimming pools, and I think they also do the matrix for the hog confinement stuff. And
right.
They've taken on other things since we've last looked at that.
And we haven't. Yeah, this board hasn't discussed salaries since I've been here, and it'll be 3 years at the beginning of the next year. So I guess
it's a really interesting relationship between the Board of Supervisors and, in this case, the Board of Health or the Conservation Board or Emergency Management Commission, in that Margaret and her staff very clearly work for the Board of Health. But the budget is very clearly set by the Board of Supervisors, which makes this dance kind of an interesting dance to go through. And, really kind of interesting to me going through this process. We do have conservation and emergency management, and even Paul mentioned the assessor, that are all similar kind of models, but we haven't really treated the Board of Health in the same way that we've treated, in my view, treated the Board of Health in the same way that we've treated those other three entities, and that is having a very clear understanding that Margaret and her staff works for you guys, and you got to make the decisions on what you think is right. But at the end of the day, when the Board of Supervisors sit down and set the budget, I don't imagine that we're going to, we haven't treated conservation, which Wayne is the ex officio member on that board, or Emergency Management Commission, which I'm on that commission. We haven't treated them differently in the budgetary process, but the Emergency Management Commission, for example, I know, awarded the Emergency Management Coordinator an extra week of vacation.
Correct,
this year.
Instead of
so made a decision to do something outside of what's going on with normal story. I think you guys completely have that. But the caution I would give you is it would be hard as a member of the Board of Supervisors to really make any big adjustments to the overall budget regardless of what you do. So it's got to come from somewhere.
Right.
All we would do is be make a recommendation, and then you guys either yay or nay it, I guess, right? Basically.
And I think probably next month's meeting, because that's when Margaret will bring her budget to the Board of Health, would be the appropriate time to have that discussion regarding salaries, and then we can come up with a recommendation. And I think in the meantime, if this board wants to, I think keep things the way they are as far as the discussion with salaries, or if you want to have a discussion on whether or not you're going to adopt the county's pay plan or pay scale. I mean, in a sense, we've almost done that by default, because the way this scores out correlates to
that. And you can do comparisons. I did contact one other county and ask them what their current range was, and the range is very similar to what we have. Our top max is higher. We have a 40% spread. They must have like a 35% between min and max.
That was Dallas County.
Dallas County, and they're only one smaller than we are. They're a really good comparison for us. Polk is not, it's quite a bit larger than we are. So we compare ourselves to Blackhawk and Dallas County and a few of those.
Well, I think that probably would be the time to have that discussion is next month when Margaret brings forth what her budget proposal is going to be to the board of.
And part of that will be the salary that you'll be recommending. Right?
Want me to recommend?
Typically, the salaries aren't included.
Are not. Yeah.
For the rest of the county departments, the salaries, any increase is not included in that budget. That's done kind of at the end before we certify the budget is when we decide what kind of adjustments we're going to make. But this, the Board of Health can certainly make a recommendation to the right. So any recommendation I think we can include in here is any increase it would if there is an increase that's suggested then you can include that because I think they're actually due the day after this board meets
Friday
next, right
it's due the Friday after yep.
Okay so we'll have time to do that
she could make some recommendations just don't put it in her budget
right okay. Is there anybody that has any other questions for Alyssa before she takes off?
Well, there's one other issue that I wanted to bring up, and this involves myself. In June of this year, most of the non-elected directors did receive a 3% raise. I was excluded from that list, and I feel offended by that. And I guess I would just like the opportunity to ask requests that I be considered for that.
And that's a decision that the Board of Health needs to make. And that's probably, you know, I will take the hit for that one. And we talked about this a little bit last time. And I guess, Margaret, I kind of looked at you as a relatively new director.
Although there's others that are newer, Alyssa being one.
Exactly, and I'm not going to discuss anybody else's the rationale for anybody else's pay increase at this meeting. We started to do that last month, and I'm not going to go down that road again. Typically, if the Board of Health thinks that you are deserving of an increase, then that's a recommendation that the Board of Health will make to the Board of Supervisors for an increase for the director's salary. And that can be a discussion. If you want to have that discussion in an open meeting, we can certainly do that. But you as the employee whose salary will be discussed or performance will be discussed, you can request a closed session for that meeting. And it will simply be the Board of Health. It won't be anybody else. Well, the whoever records it will also be here.
Well, I just need to disagree with the initial point there that most non-elected directors were given a 3% raise. I don't think that's even close to accurate. I'm just sitting here doing the math, and I appreciate Paul's point that you don't want to talk about specifics. But as I count it, there were some, not quite half, that ended up getting a 3% bonus based on task and over and above the call of duty performance as the board determined.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a whole list that weren't on there. And you're one of the ones that was not on there.
But it was based on recommendation from Supervisor Toot because I was not, and he explained it to me that it was because I was not here long enough.
Yeah, I mean, whatever it was based on, you weren't singled out. I mean, you weren't the only one. There are,
well,
like I say, a huge majority that did not.
Well, several of them, it was because they were hired within the last 4 months. Or it seems like most of the directors that had been directors for more than a year did receive it. And there weren't any.
Well, that's different than what you say right there.
But if I remember correctly, your contention was that when that decision was made, and I don't even know if this is true, but that contention was that you were not considered a director until the position was, until you got the position, but you were serving as a director basically during that period of time when we were trying to put out the word and making sure that it was advertised appropriately, because that took a while after Don left, and that you served as the director, almost an acting director, until finally, you know, we said, no, you now are the director.
Well, I guess Paul can explain the recommendation why I shouldn't. I mean, is that right?
Say it again.
So, what is your base? I guess what is your basis for not recommending?
For not recommending you, I guess my basis was that you were a relatively new director, in my view, and the other directors that were given those increases had either taken on special projects or asked to take on additional projects, or had gone above and beyond what was expected of them. And I'm certainly not saying that you're not a good director and you don't do a good job running your department, but in my mind, I hadn't seen any of those things that we used for the other directors.
Did you read the email I sent you when it was time to do reviews, listing the things that I did that I submitted to you in January of 2013?
Yeah.
And none of those counted compared to, you know, I feel like I deserve it. I do.
And I certainly can understand your feelings, Margaret. And we can certainly have a discussion with the Board of Health. If you want to have that discussion next month at the meeting, we can do that. But like I said, if you would rather have that discussion in private, you can request that we do it in closed session.
I do want to mention one other thing is there were a couple of the directors that it was part of their hiring package that they were to receive evaluation and an increase after 6 months, and it never happened. So it was the board's way of doing that after 2 years. It was part of, we started them at a lower salary. You get them into the position, 6 months is a good determining factor as to whether they can actually do the job or not. We've kind of started to do that a little bit with our higher level positions, unless it's one of those really competitive positions that you have to pay at the top of the scale. So we did have a few offer letters that had that in there, and that was something that was taken into consideration.
But then others weren't offered that package opportunity.
I think if I may just say that, for me, I looked at the criteria that we put in place, the duties and the job tasks performed, and whether or not they were taking on additional duties and responsibilities above and beyond what they normally would do on a regular basis. And if that was the case, we even talked about at that time is what would be a fair compensation amount. Is 3% or 4% or 5%. However, because our policy that was in place at that time would only allow a 3%, it was determined that that would be the maximum that we would be able to go. But I had to clearly look at those duties above and beyond to justify, you know, a recommendation that was being brought forth. And I believe, I would assume that each of the other two supervisors had to do the same in making that recommendation. And I do know that there was at least two other individuals that had recently been come on board that I felt that could have qualified under that intent, but had not really been here long enough to merit, you know, that at this point in time. So it was a judgment, and I think it will always be a judgment anytime we are asked to evaluate an individual's performance. I would not want anyone working for Story County if they didn't believe that they deserved to be compensated for a job well done. I certainly believe that I should be paid for more than I do, because I think I go above and beyond. I do think that you are not incorrect in asking that. I think the important thing that you have to realize that if the decision is made that you are not considered for it, then take that as a growth opportunity and then say within the next 6 months or next calendar year, I'm going to show that I deserve to be compensated for above and beyond. And I think, you know, that would be one way of looking at it. So I don't mean
to review yet to know which way to go. And also, I just feel like I'm not just arbitrarily asking for 3%. I just feel like a lot of directors, and I know what their accomplishments have been, and yes, they've done a good job, but I agree with you that they've all done really good jobs, but maybe nothing out of the extraordinary. And so why do I have to be doing something extraordinary compared to these other individuals?
But it's your evaluation.
I've not had an evaluation.
No, but I mean, it's your assessment that they didn't do anything extraordinary.
Well,
I think if I use your terminology.
They're doing their job, and they're doing an extraordinary job, but I don't.
Well, as I say, that's the difference between you and I.
Well, I think what this comes down to is that it has to be a decision that's made by the Board of Health.
That's correct.
I think that's where we're going to leave it. We'll put it on the agenda for next month, and I'll just simply ask you, Margaret, if you want to have a closed session for that discussion.
I'll have a closed session.
Okay, and we'll note that on the agenda, and
that'll be after the December meeting.
It'll be during the December meeting. We'll go into a closed session
okay. At
the end of the meeting, and then we'll have to come back in to adjourn. But
do you think it's worth the stress of that?
As far as what?
Of sitting through that?
Well, I think it's a discussion that this board needs to have because they haven't had it.
Right.
Well, Margaret, I think if I could just interject, I think it's appropriate for you to bring that request forward. I think it's appropriate for them to have that discussion and to determine which direction that they would want to go. And don't mistake that my comments to you is not intended personally to you as an individual, because I do believe that you should feel worthy of the job that you're doing and your staff, and ask for consideration if you believe that truly that you deserve that. So I don't see that as a negative in any way, shape, or form. Okay?
Yeah, and Margaret, the only thing I'd add for the Board of Health, I hope that when you guys have this conversation, and I think it's completely appropriate for you to have that conversation with your Board of Health, I hope it's not based on what somebody else got or what somebody else did. Talk about what you do, the outstanding job that you do, and why any kind of bonus is warranted. Because I promise you this, 3% based on what somebody else got 3%, that's meaningless. You get whatever you get based on what you do. So please make the case along those lines, not based on what's decided for somebody else.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
So at our next meeting in December, we're going to do some big things. We're going to finalize this job.
Right. And then we're also
Margaret will have her budget.
Margaret's is a closed session, but not the budget.
Right. The only part that will be closed session will be the discussion about the director's salary.
And I have one question. The comment was made that the Board of Supervisors likes to see a county employee as a county employee, but like Alyssa said, with the one union contract, they have 6 steps. How, you know, what is there, 2 or 3 different unions with 3 different contracts?
Four
different contracts. But those ones are treated separately than the non-union employees.
Right.
So how do we equal that out to treat all county employees as county employees when there's 4 different or 5 different pay structures, basically?
Matt, you want the short answer on that? call the union representative. Where the board is required by law to negotiate a labor contract once the bargaining unit is formed, and I think for all the time I spent on the bargaining unit in the sheriff's office, we were always told that it was the board's objective to try to treat all county employees the same. And when the sheriff's office, their first contract included the six pay steps. And I can't speak to why that's never been implemented for the rest of the county employees, but that was something that was bargained for through the negotiation process, and that's why that's in place.
And did I understand, Alyssa, correctly that they have their pay range, and within those six steps, they are maxed to the max of that range?
Once they get to that sixth step, that's as far as they'll go. They still receive the whatever increase.
I'll just point out that for the last 3 years, every employee in Story County, both actual employees and what I call a perceived employee, which, you know, you guys work for the Board of Health, but you're perceived as a county employee, have received exactly the same cost of living, if you will, increase, bargaining unit or not,
right,
have received the same.
I can't think of an instance when I was at the sheriff's office that bargaining unit received anything more or anything over and above.
I understand that, but it's just, you know, those employees have an opportunity to get to the max, where we don't have a merit system, we don't have,
right,
you know, a step increase or...
Right, and I think this Board of Supervisors recognizes that, and I think that we're slowly taking some steps towards that direction.
Are you talking about the merit?
The merit. The
possibility of the merit.
Right.
The other thing I'll say, Matt, is this idea that all jobs are created equal and all jobs advance in exactly the same way and exactly the same time frame is non sequitur for me. It just doesn't flow. There are different jobs, and the simple fact of the matter is, if somebody chooses to have a job that pays at a different rate or advances at a different level, they need to go get a different job. And this idea that everything should be cookie cutter approach for everything just doesn't make any sense to me. Jobs are different, and I think the conversation you guys are having to get you guys' job description exactly right for what you really do and then score that out the way it, I think that's the perfect conversation. But again, I really start to get callous when people say, well, yeah, but that position over there gets XYZ. Well, it's a different position.
And I understand that, but I don't remember who made the comment, or I think it was Paul, you know, that the assessor's office are treated as county employees, but you can't say that when there are county offices or departments that have a union contract that are treated differently than what...
There's no doubt. There's bargaining units and non-bargaining units. No, there's no question about it. There's a very clear difference. There's a difference in how we're able to negotiate with them. No question about that.
That's all I had. Thank you.
Anybody have anything else?
Thank you, everybody, for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Margaret.
So we're going to have a... We will not be able to get... Will we be able to get the budget before the meeting so we can see it, like, by email, including the recommendations that you'll have for salaries for the environmental health specialist before the meeting, just so we can... read it and look through it, and then we'll be able to comment on it.
I'll try to get that done next week, then. Yeah.
We've always worked with the health department budget.
We do it in the conservation all the time. The conservation board sees the proposal, and they approve it and as a recommendation to be brought forth to the board, and, yeah.
And we can see it beforehand.
Yeah, right. And we're
invested
in it.
And we're a month away from that meeting anyway, Margaret, so don't feel like you got to get it out next week. I mean, as long as we've got a few days to look it over.
Yeah, a few days.
What is this?
Yeah. First Tuesday, I don't have a calendar in front of me. It'd be the first Tuesday in December.
And by then, Paul should be able to have...
Shame on you.
Paul should be able to have for the Board of Health at that point what kind of revenue projections we're looking at
in Story County, and we have a staff meeting that we have here in the county where we're going to talk, and we don't know what these numbers look like yet, where we're going to talk to staff about what, if any, increases they can expect to their budgets based on what revenue projections look like. And so I just ask, as you guys dig into that, keep that in pretty close mind, because I promise we as a board of supervisors setting the overall budget will keep that in mind.
Okay, anything else? Okay, I will take a motion to, oh, wait a minute, any staff comments or board comments that we need? And if not, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. And all in favor? Aye. We're adjourned.